720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and on the line, honored to have the most decorated female wrestler in the world, six-time U.S. national champion, five-time world champion, two-time Olympian, and the 2020 Olympic silver medalist, the one and only Adeline Gray. Welcome to WGN.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Hey, well, it's great to have you. First off, congratulations and thank you so much for everything you did, not only to inspire, but to entertain. But I wanted to ask you, there's so many accolades in the career, but the Olympics is always a moving target, kind of timing up, whether it's talent and timing to meet an event that happens once only 4 years, and then, of course, even longer with the pandemic. But talk about what makes the Olympics different and special and really especially satisfying, especially when you come home with a medal.
I'm so proud to bring home a medal for Team USA. It's been a dream come true for sure. And as far as just building up year after year, I'm a professional athlete every year. You know, I've been training since I was 18 at the World and Olympic stage, and the Olympics only come around every 4 or 5 years, but I compete in World Championships every year, and that dedication and drive to get to that Olympic moment is so much timing and really just the stars aligning. And it's not always the best person who wins the Olympics, but it's just getting that combination of enough skill set and enough timing to kind of reach that, to come home with hardware. And so it feels really special to have this medal.
It really is. I mean, it isn't even just the talent that you have. And like you said, not always the best, but it's the best at that moment in time. And do you feel like with everything and all the accolades in your career that it wouldn't have been as complete without a medal from the Olympics? Did you feel like you really needed this, or was this just sort of icing on the cake?
I really feel like it helps other people understand. When I tell people I'm a professional wrestler or a world championship wrestler, they don't understand what that means. The world championships actually have every country that has a competitor at that weight class is able to go to the world championships and compete. So oftentimes the world championships are a lot harder than the Olympics because the Olympics have only 16 representatives. So you have to qualify for the Olympics in a smaller tournament. And just with matchups and everything, it ends up being just an interesting, it's always interesting to see who makes the podium at the Olympics because it doesn't always match who the best wrestlers in the last quad have been. And so it is a different twist, but it makes it exciting. And if there's a brand recognition that when I say I'm an Olympic wrestler, people are like, oh, I know what the Olympics are. That's awesome. And just being able to know that Team USA is bringing home medals consistently for the United States is really special to be a part of.
Yeah. Oh, right. It's something that definitely relates and inspires other people and so much inspiration to so many people. At what point in your wrestling career was it in high school winning state championships? Was it world championships? Was it college where you started feeling like the impact that you were having on other people? And it wasn't just about, let's say, you and your family.
There was a moment when I got called a role model early in my career, probably like 2009, 2010 timeframe, and I kind of fought the image a little bit. But after looking back at my life and realizing that I have 8 medals at the World Olympic stage, I have my undergrad and my master's, I'm living a life that most people would be very proud of. And I put in energy and effort to better myself every single day. And that's something and somebody I would want to look up to. And so I have really embraced being that role model now as someone that little girls and people who just are dreaming a little bit too small for their lives right now can look at me and see that you can go on and do multiple hard things with your life. You can dedicate and push through pain and uncomfortable moments to come out on top with Olympic medals and degrees. And it's a truly special thing to be a part of.
Yeah, I talked with Dan Gable recently about his Olympics and, of course, what he's doing for the sport and kind of moving it forward and people like yourself. And so he was always an inspiration for me in my wrestling, you know, never to the level that you guys had. Do you have, as far as an inspirational figure, is there a person or two? Was it a person in wrestling, or was it a person maybe in academics at DeVry? Who were your inspirations?
You know, I finished 2016 and I got my undergrad, and I was trying to decide if I wanted to go get my master's. And so I reached out. There's 215 athletes who graduated from Team USA through DeVry. And it's and I started to look for some role models, and Tanya McFadden, who's a Paralympic cyclist who will be competing here in just a few weeks at the Paralympics, and Elena Myers-Taylor and Tara Winger were just some women who were doing their masters, and they were busy, and they were balancing being mothers and being having these amazing athletic careers and their own career aspirations. And I realized that there were women doing incredible things, and I could be one of those women. And it was so inspiring to have a team of people to look up to. And I just really encourage people to reach out and find those role models, because they're out there. There are some women on this Team USA squad that are just killing it at life. And I really think that these young women who can look up and find these people and be inspired by them will really be better for it.
Well, and one of the last things here is you're talking about paving the way for the popularity of women's wrestling. It is so important and has become so much more popular, but you had it. And when you were doing it, was, I'm sure, a lot more challenging. Not only wasn't it not as accepted, it wasn't really as prevalent, and you didn't have that success. Talk a little bit about that, is sort of paving that way and really the bright future that all of wrestling has because of women getting into it.
Yes, I started wrestling when I was 6 years old, and there really weren't a lot of us wrestling. I was lucky enough to find an environment where I felt supported and cared for, and that was able to kind of guard me from some of the negativity and just allowed me to be a wrestler. I got to go out there and train and be athletic and feel smart in how I developed my wrestling style. And then as it's kind of budded and more opportunities have opened up for women, we have coaches, we have programs, we have education opportunities to pursue education and sport at the same time, it's really special, and I think it's just going to help our society as a whole. Wrestling teaches some incredible just self-coping skills, whether that just be tenacity or strength or confidence, and that is something that young women should have just the same as young men should have, and so many opportunities are out there for young men, and our society encourages them to do that consistently, and we just need that same cultural push for women to stick with sport and build up these skill sets so they can use them for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, wrestling is so great for a lot of those life lessons for people that want to succeed, whether it is in the classroom or in the athletic sphere. There are certainly a lot of comparisons that are there. So, Adeline, as we let you go, give information where people can find out more information, where they want to follow you on social media or any of your adventures or things that you're going to be doing post-Olympics, and, of course, for DeVry on the educational side, where people can go.
Yes, check out DeVry.edu if you're looking for any information on school. I didn't know if I was going to be able to balance my very busy schedule with education, and I now have 2 degrees and 8 medals at the World and Olympic stage, so it is possible no matter what's going on in your life. School can be a part of your life, and DeVry and the people there can help you fit that in. And then as far as following my journey, we have the World Championships coming up at the end of the year, and my social media on Instagram at Adeline Gray is the best place to find me and support my journey, and just to encourage all the young women in your life to stick with sports. Sports is such an amazing piece of life that can help them really build confidence in themselves and just put them in touch with some of those role models that are out there.
We'll have links over at WGNradio.com. The future is very bright. The past is also very bright. Excited to see what's next for you. Thanks, Adeline, so much for jumping on the show today.
Thank you.